Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. When everything is going wrong, discover what wants to be born. When the roof is falling in, when life is falling apart, it creates an empty space. What will you do with it? Isn't looking for what wants to be born out of that space logical? Or what could be planted to grow in it? I understand it may be a shock or a setback. It may take your breath away, but at the right time, you need to turn your thoughts to Christ alone as our cornerstone. Acts 4:17 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There is a place in the rubble of our existence where there is room for rebirth and rejuvenation, and that is Christ alone. Number one, so we pray. Pray to God for strength and guidance as you navigate the situation. Look for comfort in the scriptures and ask for help in understanding the situation and how to handle it. Sometimes there is no understanding. There seems to be no reason. But God is always faithful. Scripture teaches that we can have a true and personal knowledge of God, but it doesn't mean we will ever understand Him exhaustively. So seek God and He will give you rest and comfort. 2, take stock of your emotions. Take a step back and ask, is there something else to know or learn here? Ask yourself how you're feeling and see what emotions are arising. Acknowledge them and give yourself permission to feel them without judgment. God's not surprised or upset that your emotions are flooding over. Be real with Him. The bottom line is God is our strength in times of trouble. The key in these verses in Psalm 46 is God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble, so we will not fear. Be still and know that He is God. 3, take time to grieve. Allow yourself the time and space to grieve the loss of what was. This could be a person, a job, a dream, or something else. Give yourself permission to feel the sadness, pain, and disappointment. Ecclesiastes 3:4 says, "There's a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance. Even when it's time, and when it's time, lay it down at His altar. Don't continue to carry it." Number 4, reframe your thinking. When things fall apart, focusing on the negative is easy. Reframe your thinking and look for the silver lining, which are God's promises. Ask yourself what you can learn from this experience and how it can help you and others grow. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And then in Matthew 11:28, He says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And lastly, number 5, take action. Once you've taken the time to process your emotions, it's time to take action. This could be in the form of seeking help, seeking new opportunities, or taking a break from the situation. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem. He gathered Israel's exiled people. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds in Psalm 147:2. In Proverbs 147, it speaks of God's people in captivity for 70 years, feeling lost and alone. Sometimes we can feel so much like the Israelites surely did, unseen, forgotten, and abandoned. However, true to God's promise, deliverance came through Cyrus, the king of Persia. He conquered Babylon and proclaimed, "The Lord, the God of the heavens, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth and has appointed me to build him a temple at Jerusalem in Judea. Any of his people among you may go up, and may the Lord his God be with him. 2 Chronicles 36. Rebuilding takes time, and often we have difficulty seeing his hand in the fog of it all. It isn't that he cannot or isn't moving, but we do not see all he's doing. Psalm 147:2 says, "Reset my gaze to the kindness and faithfulness of God and how he works in the rubble to rebuild." What a gift. Father, thank you for rebuilding from the rubble for our good and your glory. Lord, we trust you in this new direction. Thank you that no circumstance is too far gone for you to bring healing where it's desperately needed. Thank you for building us up when we feel like just giving up. Help us to see your hand and heart of grace rebuilding the shattered pieces of our souls and planting a fresh new garden with a fresh anointing to be about your work for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.